I am a risk taker. Consider the restaurant business in a competitive place like New York City. One has indeed to be foolish to open one, owing to the enormous risks involved and the harrying quantity of work to get anywhere in the business, not counting the finicky fashion-minded clients. The cemetery of failed restaurants is very silent. Walk around Midtown Manhattan, and you'll see these warm, patron-filled restaurants with limos waiting outside for the diners to come out with their second trophy spouses. The owner is overworked, but happy to have all these important people patronize his eatery. Does this mean that it makes sense to open a restaurant in such a competitive neighborhood? Certainly not. Yet people do it out of the foolish, risk-taking trait that pushes us to jump into such adventures blinded by the outcome. Clearly, there's an element of the surviving Casanovas in us, that of the risk-taking genes, which encourage us to take blind risks, unaware of the variability and the possible outcomes. We inherited the taste for uncalculated risk-taking. Should we encourage such behavior? In fact, economic growth comes from such risk-taking. But some fool might argue the following. If someone followed reasoning such as mine, we'd not have had the spectacular growth we experienced in the past. This is exactly like someone playing Russian roulette and finding it a good idea because he survived and pocketed the money. We're often told that we humans have an optimistic bent and that it's supposed to be good for us. This argument appears to justify general risk-taking as a positive enterprise and one that's glorified in the common culture. Hey, look, our ancestors took the challenges, while you, Taleb, are encouraging us to do nothing. I am not. We have enough evidence to confirm that, indeed, we humans are an extremely lucky species, and that we got the genes of the risk-takers. The foolish risk-takers, that is. In fact, the Casanovas, who survived. Once again, I'm not dismissing the idea of risk-taking, having been involved in it myself. I'm only critical of the encouragement of uninformed risk-taking. The Uber psychologist Danny Kahneman has given us evidence that we generally take risks not out of bravado, but out of ignorance and blindness to probability. The next few chapters will show in more depth how we tend to dismiss outliers and adverse outcomes when projecting the future. But I insist on the following: that we got here by accident doesn't mean that we should continue to take the same risks. We're mature enough a race to realize this point, enjoy our blessings, and try to preserve by becoming more conservative what we got by luck. We've been playing Russian roulette. Now let's stop and get a real job. I've two further points to make on this subject.